إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, we know the famous hadith in Bukhari narrated by Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله عنه, who reported from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying إنما الأعمال بالنيات, that the reward of the deed is based on its intention. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the example and he said that if a person migrates for the sake of doing business or for the sake of marrying somebody, then he has migrated for that purpose and he has not migrated for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Habib Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The example is a very good example because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not contrasting between haram and halal. To migrate for the sake of business is not haram. To migrate to another country in order to marry somebody is not haram. Yet he is saying it is not like migrating for hijrah. It's not like migrating for the sake of practicing your deen freely in another country. So the example is a very good example because it helps us to understand this hadith very beautifully. If it was an example of something haram, then it's very clear. I mean, obviously something wrong is wrong. But here it's something which is right. It is not haram, but it does not have the level of ibadah of hijrat if it is not done purely and only for the sake of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when a person migrates for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously in the new country he is not going to sit idle. He will also do some business, he will have some employment, he will do something. Alhamdulillah, all of this is the barakah of that migration. He is migrating and his migration, the reason for it is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore it is ibadah. And he also marries somebody or he starts a business, alhamdulillah, this is the barakah of that migration. So it's a different thing from migrating for that reason rather than the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first thing. Second point is the hadith relates to the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give on the day of judgment, inshallah al-musta'an. Of this there is no doubt. But the hadith also relates to the power of doing something with a clarity of intention in this life itself. I always give the example of a yoga asana called pranayama. I mean, all of you, if you are Indian, you know what is pranayama. But I'm saying even the others who are not Indian. Pranayama is a yogic asana, a yogic exercise of breathing. And they teach you that you should breathe. There's a particular way in which you hold your nose and you breathe through the left nostril, inhale. And you hold the breath for a couple of seconds, then you exhale through the right nostril and so on. And you do it with its concentration. And if you do it for that period, or whatever it is, 10-15 minutes, then the proponents of yoga, they claim that it gives you a lot of benefits. It increases this and that and the other, and all kinds of benefits. Now, issue is, very simple thing to understand. The person who is doing pranayama, what is he doing? He's breathing. How many people do you know who don't breathe? So everybody breathes. The guy who is doing pranayama is not using an oxygen cylinder, is not breathing some enriched air or nothing. He is breathing the same polluted air that we are all breathing. But if the pranayama proponents are to be believed, and if this pranayama really gives you all these benefits, and people who do it, they claim that yes, it does give them benefits, then what is the difference? The difference is that the person who is doing pranayama, for that period during which he is doing pranayama, it's not for the whole day, for that particular period that he is doing this pranayama, he is doing it with a clear intention and according to a system. Now, this is a principle that if you apply in anything in life, any ordinary action, if it is done with a clear intention and if it is done according to a system, always gives you value-added benefits. You pick up a suitcase which is 20 kilograms off the luggage carousel without thinking, more than likely you will pull a muscle, you will break your back, you will do something. The same 20 kilos, 50 kilos, 40 kilos, whatever weight you can lift, when you go to the gym and you do your warm-ups properly and then you lift that weight with a clear intention, according to the system of weightlifting, it actually benefits you in terms of the calisthenics. It increases your muscle strength. Same weightlifting, nothing has changed. It's the same weight, same person lifting it, using his hands, using his legs, whatever. But he's doing it in one case, he's doing it thoughtlessly, which harms him. In another case, he's doing it thoughtfully, which benefits him. Exactly the same action. There is no change in the action, except in the intention. So the whole issue of doing something with a clear intention, and in this particular case, the intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. Now, if you take that in your normal life, think about the power of a student who's studying for an exam or he's studying his subject. And before when he opens his book, he thinks, why am I doing this? I am doing this to benefit myself. I am doing this to increase my knowledge. I am doing this to increase my employability. He, with this clear intention, he studies. I can bet you he's studying, and the power of that studying will be far superior than randomly and, with a, I know the system, education system is not the greatest, but going to it with that negative approach, obviously, does not benefit. Similarly, a person, a businessman doing a transaction, if he thinks before he does the transaction, why am I doing this transaction? I am doing this to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am doing this to make this customer of mine into a repeat customer. I want this customer to become loyal to me. Before he does the transaction, he makes this clear intention. I am doing this transaction so that this customer will never go anywhere else for this particular transaction. Now imagine what kind of transaction he will do. Obviously, he will not be rude to the customer. Obviously, he will not deceive the customer. He will do more. And the Hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, always give more. When you are weighing, he said, give more. Apply this across the board. I mean, I don't have to give example after example after example. A teacher teaching with that intention, a doctor who's seeing a patient, he sees the patient intention to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Intention also that the patient should benefit, not that the hospital should make money. Now, that kind of a doctor, do you think he is going to prescribe all kinds of unnecessary tests for that patient? He will not. Do you think he will become a knife-happy surgeon? He will not. He will do what is required, and he will do it only if it benefits the patient or not. Now, this same thing, if you apply across the board, across professions, across every aspect of life, see the beauty and the benefit of this hadith, the application of that, in this life itself, quite apart from, of course, the reward, inshallah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu will give us on the day of judgment when we meet him. But in this life itself, this hadith and the application of this hadith is a source of benefit for every person, even if the person is not a Muslim. As far as I am concerned, if a person does a thing with a clear intention and the intention is good and powerful, that action itself will benefit him even if the person is not a Muslim. The Muslim does it, he gets value-added benefits because he's also doing it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live by the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to bring the power and the beauty of the sunnah into our lives. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.